Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Well, it's been a fortnight already. David Renicky joins me on the line to talk about all things in space. How are you, David?
Yeah, worth the wait, Pete. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, excellent, mate. Now, let's talk about this planet that's close to our solar system or star system, which is Earth-like.
Yeah, it is. It's the closest planet to our own solar system, and one that's been predicted for quite a while. We're talking about Alpha Centauri. There is a star there in the system called Proxima.
Right.
Now, they found a little planet around there. When I say little, about the same size as the Earth, maybe a tad bigger. But from all intents and purposes, from all observations we've made on this planet so far, Peter, it does show us that it may be conducive to life.
Mm.
We're not saying life is on there, but it's certainly in the right position. It may have a temperate climate. It may have liquid water on the surface there. We don't know. But one thing is for sure, it's the closest thing we've found to us, to the holy grail of astronomy, which is finding another Earth out there that we can go to one day.
Now, when we say closest, to, in layman's terms, how far is it away in with current space travel?
Well, don't laugh when I tell you. It's a bit over, bit over 4 light years away. In other words, it lights... At light speed, it's a 4-year journey. A return journey there and back is 10 years. Now, look, we can't do that now, of course. When we travel at light speed, we may. And do you know the interesting thing about this is that a crew that leaves here at the age of 30 on a trip to Alpha Centauri, even though it's a 10-year return journey, you know, for us, for them, time slows down because you're travelling at close to the speed of light. They would return, Pete, about 6 months older than when they left.
Oh, only 6 months out of 10 years.
It's called time dilation. So it's part of physics that Einstein told us about that we know is true. Time slows down the closer you get to the speed of light. And by the way, I've got to stop the rumour right here and now in your program, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's no truth in the rumour that we're going to find the Robertson family up there either.
Damn. Okay, so are we able to find out more about the planet before we get to the point where, and if we ever are able to, of course, manage to harness light speed, can we find out more about the planet to know it's actually worth going there?
Yeah, we'll know a lot about it in the next few years. There, very quickly, there's a whole group of new telescopes coming online that'll be able to, A, image any clouds or mountains that may be there. We can use the spectroscope to examine the atmosphere, tell us what sort of elements are on there, if it's got an atmosphere, if it's oxygen, carbon dioxide, or if it's poisonous to us. We can also get a good fix on the temperature range too. And we may even, if it's good enough, this new square kilometre ray telescope being built in Western Australia out there, the SKA coming online next year, may even pick up signs of life if there's anyone on it.
Exciting. In the meantime, let's make sure we look after the only planet that we have. Spaced Out with David Renicky, Astrospace News, a division of Astronomy Media Services, of course, David's website, davidrenicky.com. Always great to catch up, David. Let's do it in a fortnight.
Will do. Thanks, Peter.